Hey everyone, welcome back to the Vacation Home Help Podcast, where I help short-term rental owners cut through the noise, save money, and grow smarter. So today's topic, and it's a big one, Airbnb bookings are dying out. Yeah, I said it, and if you've been hosting lately, you probably feel it too. Bookings are down, competition's insane, and guests are becoming pickier than ever. So what's going on here, and what can you do about it? Let's break it down. So in a previous podcast, we talked about Airbnb increasing the service fee on host and making it a host-only fee. That was a quiet change that's going to be rolling out in a couple of months now. It's already rolled out with integrated property managers. That's property managers that are using vacation rental software. Let's pair that with declining travel demand. And what we're seeing is a race to the bottom for pricing. Everyone is slashing prices just to get booked. And it's no longer who has the best property. It's really who's the cheapest and has palatable reviews. And guests, they've caught on to this trend. So they're no longer booking in advance. They're waiting until the very last minute to snag rock bottom rates at your expense. There's really no incentive for them to book early anymore because there's just so much supply available. So us hosts, we can't build our businesses on what is effectively rented land. That's where most of us get stuck. We build our entire business on Airbnb, just one platform alone, and it's dangerous. Because when Airbnb changes the rules, we're left holding the bag. And the truth is we need to go multi-channel. Multi-channel just simply means list your property everywhere you can that's effective, like VRBO, Booking.com, Wednesday and Savvy as of late, Furnish Finder if you got midterm stays, and if you're pet-friendly, something like BringFido.com. The smaller sites, they might not have massive traffic yet, but remember, the goal is ultimately diversification, and these sites are aggressively targeting market share, so it's better to be an early adopter, especially if it's not too expensive or doesn't consume too many of your resources getting it on there in the first place. But we don't want to build our business on rented land and just use one channel like Airbnb for distribution. Now, some of the pros are taking a step further, and we've heard the direct bookings. It's really not as easy as it sounds because you need to build your own website that's actually effective. You need to collect emails, run ads. And for someone who's a 9-to-5er, it's really not that simple to do. And it costs a lot of capital upfront. You need to do it correctly or don't do it at all. So it's still going to take time. It's going to take capital and skill. And if you're managing one or two units, let's really focus on multi-channel distribution first. But if you're managing 5, 10 or more, direct bookings can be worth it, but you have to do it right. And the learning curve is pretty steep. People will promise you the world to sell you a $20,000 website, maybe cheaper, maybe $5,000. But it doesn't matter if you have a kick-ass website if nobody knows it exists. And if all the promotion's really left up to you and you don't have a ton of capital to spend on Google ads, Facebook ads, TikTok, influencer marketing, etc., it may not be the best use of your resources, especially when you're stretched thin. So really think if direct bookings is the way to go, because just because influencers say it is doesn't mean it's going to turn you a profit in the near term, even the long term, if you don't do it effectively. So going multi-channel is probably the path of least resistance that I recommend you do, but you can really still drive direct bookings without spending all that money on a website. You just want to collect phone numbers and emails, get permission to reach out to people who've stayed with you in the past, and offer them to come back for a discount. Ask friends and family, advertise on your Facebook, use your own social media to drive direct traffic to your listings on the multi-channels, on Airbnb, on Vrbo, or you can get a payment processor like PayPal, Stripe, and collect your funds that way. But you do need to make sure you assess the risk involved with chargebacks and things of that nature. So you can do direct bookings without having to spend all of that capital. It's just going to require a little bit of upfront research to make sure you don't get screwed in a chargeback situation. That's when a guest pays with a bad card or they want to complain about their stay. A lot of the merchants will just give them their money back and basically they'll get a free stay out of you. And it's something to be aware of if you're not a professional operator. There are risks associated with not setting up the right method of payment if you're taking bookings direct off platform, where on platform may be a bit safer. Doesn't mean chargebacks don't occur, because chargebacks actually do occur on the platforms, but it's way more likely when you're a novice and you're trying to do everything on your own. So just be aware, direct bookings, while you could cut out that service fee, it's more profitable, it's going to take more legwork on your part. Now, we were talking about Airbnb slowing down. So what the heck do we do with the pricing strategy? Well, don't outsource your brain. Let's talk about the pricing tools. Price Labs, Beyond Wheelhouse, they're all great tools, but too many hosts let their algorithm do all the work and walk away. Huge mistake. The software doesn't know your neighborhood the way you do, and you need to make your own comparable set, look at listings that are truly similar to yours inside and out. Then use the customizations inside the pricing tool to fine-tune your strategy. Don't just set it and forget it. It really doesn't work. Leverage the data to make smarter moves because that's your competitive advantage. Now, the risk here with Airbnb going through all these changes is Airbnb siding with the guests more and more. So let's talk about what everyone's whispering, but no one's saying out loud. Airbnb is not on the host side anymore. If it's a damage claim, they're going to try their best to not pay you out. It's in their best interest to not pay you. So they're usually going to deny claims and make you go through hoops to get your money's worth. For example, if they break your TV when they're at the house, be prepared. You need good before and after pictures. You need a receipt for the original TV you purchased and a receipt for the new television you purchased. And if you're saying something's stolen, you're going to need to call the police and have a police report ready. Because if you don't have any one of those things, they're going to give you a really hard time and deny that claim. So they're already on the defensive because they don't want to pay out that money to you. So you need good processes to make sure you get your monies back when there's damages at your property. Airbnb's cleaning house, literally removing problem listings, and sometimes even good hosts get caught in the crossfire. If you get a couple of dings on your listing, they could completely wipe you out of the platform and delist you and not give you the opportunity to appeal and get the listing back. They do give you one opportunity for appeal, but they use AI to refuse you. And after they refuse you, they don't want you back on the platform. So be really careful with getting bad reviews because that might be your last review ever when they kick you off the platform. So the problem is I've talked to so many hosts that haven't been able to get back on Airbnb. They've gotten unfairly removed and they can't get back on. So if you rely 100% on Airbnb, you're just one complaint away from losing the livelihood and you need to take that extremely seriously. And a big question, why are you even doing this? Let's face the elephant in the room. Aside from tax advantages you might or might not have, and being able to use your home whenever you want, if you're not making more than a long-term rental, why even bother with this in the first place? Airbnb has lost touch with the host who built the platform. The ones who greeted guests at the airport or made them breakfast, those days are now gone. So the solution here is control what you can. What do you do? Go multi-channel. Learn pricing. Protect your business. And keep improving your guest experience. Growth across the economy is slowing, especially in real estate. Airbnb isn't immune. They're pivoting to keep shareholders happy. You need to pivot too, to protect your best interest. And since this podcast is self-funded, here's a shameless plug. If this feels like a lot, I get it. That's exactly why I built Vacation Home Help. I help hosts outsource the hard stuff. So fill your calendar for just $99 a month per listing, no contract, and stop leaving money on the table with smart pricing and other set and forget it tools. Because we will fine tune your rates daily with real market insights so you can earn more and book more while still retaining control of your own listing. So think of us as that affordable partner that handles your pricing headaches for you so you never have to touch it again and you just get the results. That's right, $99 per month per listing, no contract. Check it out in the show notes. You won't be disappointed. And let's keep it simple. If you don't see more occupancy than what you're getting right now, you don't pay. That's my guarantee. For just $99 a month, we take over your revenue management and your pricing strategy. Your pricing, your adjustments, your strategy, everything. We use data from your actual market, not some generic algorithm. And we build a comp set around your listing, analyze real demand, and make smart daily pricing moves to fill your calendar at the right price. No long-term contract, no setup fee. And if we don't increase your occupancy compared to what you're doing today, you don't owe a dime. This is perfect for hosts who are tired of guessing rates, losing to competitors, or relying on Airbnb's smart pricing that isn't so smart at all. So if you're ready to earn more without the stress, try Vacation Home Help Revenue Management, just $99 a month, risk-free. Until next time, friends, happy hosting.